Before you steal that lunch out of the refrigerator, you better stop and think twice.
Okay.
The police may arrest you.
Whoop, whoop.
It sounds crazy, but police are getting more and more high-tech every day, and the price of doing DNA tests are coming down, and they are starting to investigate smaller and smaller crimes.
Really?
This is a true story. A woman was upset because she had roommates, and one of them stole a drinkable yogurt out of her refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
Now you laugh, but laughing. She got so upset that she convinced the local police department to run a DNA test on this drink.
Wow.
And
okay.
The person who had drank it had thrown it in the trash, which is a rookie mistake if you're going to steal food from a fridge.
Yeah.
You don't leave the empty container laying around. Mm-hmm.
That's for any crime you commit. Don't leave cigarette butts, cups, or fingerprints.
Or guns.
Sounds like you know. That's a rookie mistake.
I mean, I just heard that before.
Oh, okay.
So the police were able to swab the side of the yogurt cup, and they came up with a DNA profile. Mm. Then they were able, using, I believe, hairs from each of the roommates, to run a DNA match. And they first, the woman tried grilling her roommates. Whenever that did not work and none of them cracked under the pressure,
That's hot. The
DNA test was brought out.
At least grill marks on them.
Can you just sit up here on this grill for me just for a few minutes?
That's one way to get the truth out of
them. There you go.
Well, it didn't work.
What up? When it was George Foreman grill.
Y'all are idiots, but that's funny.
Yeah, okay. You said it.
Okay. I'll tell you, I was me. I stole it.
Not with that little pepper.
It did not work that way. So they had to go to the DNA testing, and the DNA test confirmed which of the roommates had stolen the yogurt. So now it has gone a step further, because since the police did have to go to the trouble of doing the DNA test, they are charging this person with a petty theft crime, which is not a major crime, but they still will have a criminal record for a misdemeanor crime, and they will have to pay a fine that could be over $500.
I did have a lot of good roommates throughout the years.
Well, you had Tom, too.
Well, I know.
And bad ones.
What do you mean, too?
You know what? I will say this. Tom and I did not steal each other's food.
Nope.
No, we were pretty good about that. But I did have a buddy of mine who did steal food. He would eat my Captain Crunch and
really?
Stuff. And one guy got on my nerves so much, he would... And it would be your food that he's eating at the time.
That was Tom.
No, that was my own food when I made that noise.
No, it was a guy named Jeff Decker.
If I was going to steal his food, I'd eat it quietly.
And then he would bring, you know, his girlfriend over, and she would stay in the apartment all the time. And didn't
steal your food.
Steal food. I mean, so I would, you know, if this was around back then, I would have probably done it. Because he was one that really got on my nerves. But the thing about it is, he just ate my food in front of me. But I couldn't say anything to him because he beat me up.
See, I don't like a roommate like that.
Yeah,
I don't understand how the police thought it was important enough to come out and do a test.
I'm glad you asked, because a lot of people asked that question, and they said that this actually would help diffuse the situation more than having them grumble and wonder who did it. And that's where people get the most upset, is whenever they don't have an answer, because then they start thinking of things and they start manufacturing these beliefs, and they think, oh, well, this person must have done it because they did that. And they said that by doing the test and finding the actual thief, they diffused the situation before it could have grown into something worse.
Now, what if that thief, in this case, had only just taken that, and it really was not that person who was repeatedly doing it?
There was no, I don't know if there was a repeatedly doing it or not.
I mean, that yogurt, it's a yogurt. That had to put her over the edge.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking, too. I'm like, if you're going to steal something, why steal yogurt?
That's what I'm saying. She might have had a filet stolen earlier.
Or maybe, you know, if it's a Jimmy Dean's frozen sausage biscuit, okay?
I can understand that.
I can understand stealing that.
Oh, yeah, that's
but a
good.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
Come on.
But these are women. Women steal yogurts.
I guess.
It doesn't matter what it was. What matters is the thought behind it, because it's a disrespectful thing to do. You know when you're taking it. You know who your friend is. You know they're going to go to the fridge for that yogurt, and it's not going to be there. So not only is it just taking a yogurt, but you're also rudely dismissing that other person and telling them how little you care about them. You're like, I know you're going to come to the fridge for this, and you're not going to have any left. It's just like whenever I drink all the milk and leave just a tiny little drop at the bottom and put it back in the fridge.
For the kids.
Or my wife. That's what she says anyway.
Yeah.
We don't do DNA testing at my house. I just give in when she gets out the grill.
The George Foreman grill?
Yeah, that thing scares me.
Oh, I'll tell you,
honey, it was me. It was me.
Like, I already knew.
You don't have to grill me.